You're listening to Inside CDDFT, the podcast for the County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust.
All right, how you doing? I'm part of the communications team here at CDTFT, and I am joined by our charity crew. Say hi.
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 Hello.
All right, so this is our very first podcast, so we're going to give it a go, aren't we, guys?
Yes, we are.
All right, let's have some introductions. Claire.
Hi, I'm Claire, and I'm a charity support officer.
Mitch.
Hi, and I'm Michelle, and I'm also a charity support officer.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, I'm Rich, and I'm the charity manager.
All right, so Rich, a little bit more about you, because you're just new to the Trust, aren't you? You've been with us at the beginning of January, you joined us. So who are you, what have you done, where you come from, and how did you get here?
Yes, my name's Rich Jones. I joined a charity at the beginning of January. Previously, I was a manager for one of the Armed Forces charity, and before that, I was in the Army. I joined the Army at the age of 16, travelled all over to America, Middle East, Africa, places like that. So when I left, I went into management for a charity, and now I'm with you guys and received a very warm welcome.
Excellent. And Michelle, can you tell us what the charity actually does now? Because there's a lot of people in this trust don't even know that we have a charity. So tell us, what do we do?
Yeah, so the charity is the beating heart of the hospital, and it helps make a real difference to patient care and the experience of patients coming into hospitals and clinics or being cared for in their own homes across County Durham and Darlington. We raise vital funds to enhance patient care by organising events, booking collections, seeking donations from businesses and local people, as well as signing up businesses to be our corporate partners.
Excellent. And Rich, how are we looking to move this charity forward? What have we got planned for the future from 2012, 25, 26? How are we going to do it?
We're going through quite an exciting period of change at the moment, and 2025 will see us grow the charity. We're looking to find more resources, to pull in more funding, but also to enhance our relationship with our corporate funders as well, so we can actually address and activate some really big projects, which will do good for the whole of the trust.
And Claire, you touched on earlier about that a lot of the trust doesn't know that we do actually have a charity. So how can this charity support the staff? What can we do to let them know we're here for them?
So obviously we're here to engage with the staff, and we can do that in a number of ways, whether it's helping and guiding them to make charity grant bids, helping with fundraising ideas or events, either individually or collectively as a team or a department. The charity also helps staff by funding advancements and innovative medical equipment and healthcare solutions, helping with training and development to all levels of staff to help meet the evolving demands of the healthcare service.
Excellent. And of course, there's a brand new website as well that we've got. It is cdtftcharity.co.uk. That website will feature very heavily in the next few moments. So this new website came about because, well, we just didn't really have one that worked. So we wanted something that was bright and colourful, that had all the information, all our events, everything about you guys, what's happening, what's the news. Is it working? Are we getting lots of traffic through there? Does it look right? Do you feel comfortable with that website?
Yeah, I think it looks amazing from the old one. We've got a lot of support coming through. A lot more people wanting to get involved, so it is an exciting time for the charity.
It's nice and vibrant, the new website.
Alrighty, so how does it feel now that you're here, you're a brand new team, everyone's gelling, working well together, working for an NHS charity? What's it like, Claire, to work for an NHS charity?
It's very exciting. I've come from a community clinical background, so this is my first step into the charity role, and it's really exciting. We're a new team. We've got high aspirations, full of enthusiasm and new ideas.
Excellent. Michelle, what about you?
So it's coming up to 2 years for me that's been in the charity, and in my eyes, it's very rewarding. It's lovely to see the help and support that we get, and what we actually do in supporting patient and staff.
And Rich, what about you? Because you are just new to the NHS. What's the difference in working with previous charities to this current charity? How well is this one working for you?
The previous charity I worked for was predominantly ex-forces, veterans. However, this role really does serve the whole of the community, and it encapsulates the variety of backgrounds of the people that we do living in our County Durham area. And the breadth of what we do is a lot wider than it was with the Armed Forces charities. So it gives us more scope to do more. And it's not just narrow, it's a very wide scope of what we can deliver.
Alrighty. And what about in 2024? How did the charity support staff, support people, support visitors? What did you actually do in 2024, Claire?
So one of the initiatives that we helped was the adult bladder and bowel service to purchase 3 bladder scanners. These are portable scanners used by ultrasound to instantly investigate any problems, common problems with the bladder. It's used in the community, either in patients' homes or in community settings, and this has been really positive. It's had a positive impact on patients and it provides the best possible clinical care.
And Michelle, what about you?
So the charity co-funded the Serenity Suite in University Hospital of North Durham last year with the help of another charity called Faluy. The Serenity Suite provides comfort and support for families navigating miscarriage, stillborn and child loss.
All right, and Rich, what were you? I know you weren't here in 2024, but you knew what was going on, didn't you?
I did, yeah. One of our flagship events is the Great North Run, and that's where we raise the majority of our funding. And without those people that are actually running for us, we just wouldn't be able to draw in as much funding as we do. So I'll take this opportunity to say a big thank you to everybody. And we've got the Great North Run in September 2025, and we welcome anybody that wants to raise money for us. Please do get involved.
And again, there's that website again. It is cdtftcharity.co.uk, or you can drop an email at cdtftcharity@nhs.net. Now, Michelle, I'm going to come to you because in March you've got quite an exciting project, haven't you?
Yes, so on the 27th of March, we're doing an exquisite afternoon tea at Redwood Hall, and that's going to be 2 till 5 pm. We're going to have a singer, it'll be glass of fizz on arrival, bronze the stalls, and we're going to have a fabulous fashion show. We're just asking staff and patients to come along and support us on the day to raise vital funds for our charity.
And of course, what people won't know is that we have corporate partners as well, don't we? Work very closely with corporate partners. How are we going to move that forward? How are we going to bring new partners in? We're going to work with the current ones, and how are we going to invest in our corporate partners?
I think it's about enhancing our present relationship with them, and we need to devise an offering for them to ensure that they're getting something back for their support for us. Without them, we couldn't raise the funds and get the exposure out into community as well as we do. So we need to cement those relationships. But also, we need to build our corporate partner base as well, and that's attracting new organisations to come and partner with us. And let them see actually what we do, the fantastic and excellent work that we do within the NHS, but also ensuring that they know that they're supporting that, and the impact of their generosity really does have an impact on the local community.
Brilliant. And of course, they get their picture on the website as well.
There's
that website again. And, all right, what about working for 2025? What we got going on, Claire? What's happening for you in 2025? How's it shaping up for you?
So in 2025, I'm kind of looking at and focusing on the 7th of July, which is a national thank you to the NHS. So as a charity, we would like to highlight this event across the Trust and the wider community, engaging in activities, fundraising, to highlight the fantastic work that the NHS does as a whole, and also focus on the brilliant work that CDTFT carry out every day.
And Michelle, how's it looking?
So obviously we've mentioned about the afternoon tea, but we're also looking at organising another Yorkshire Three Peaks again, maybe do Scarfell by Sunrise, which was quite popular last year. So we'll get lots of people involved with our walks again this year. So yeah, we'll get them booked in.
And Rich?
It's looking very busy, in a good way.
It's what we're likely here.
But the most important thing is that we do have these events. We have the outreach activities where we're engaging with local organisations as well. And it all fits into what we want to do is building a charity and making us more of a presence within the community and drawing in that funding with so we can do more within the hospital trust.
All right. And if you are clinical and you work on a ward, or you know how you're thinking, how can the charity help me? How can we enhance our patient care? Claire, anything that staff can do if they're at work? Got any colleagues that can actually work and get there better for patients?
Absolutely. So if you've got an idea, if you're working on the ward, in the community, anywhere within the trust, if you have an idea and you don't know where to go with the idea, but you've got a great idea to enhance the care of the patients that you're looking after, either within the trust, in the community, anywhere, then please get in contact with the charity team. You have got our website and also our email address, so please don't hesitate to come back, because we are there to help. We, even if we can't help you, we can guide you in the right direction.
Excellent. And of course, we'll wrap it up now with our social media. We are on Facebook, X, Insta and LinkedIn. If you want to follow us, just put in CDT FT Charity. You're sure to find us. Follow us, let us know what you think. And also the new website, here we go, it is cdtftcharity.co.uk. And of course, if you want any help, cdtft.charity@nhs.net. Well, that was your first ever podcast. How did it feel? Went okay?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, well, hopefully you'll see us again. Thank you very much and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
This is Inside CDDFT, the podcast for the County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust.